light to everybody amazing. Greetings to all of my queens, kings, and a round of applause to all the beautiful angels in between. And welcome to the Sugar Service. Guess what, y'all? Huge surprise. That's right, you got it. It's still me. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother. Ain't it Black History Month? You goddamn right. And I am so excited for today's episode. As most of you may know, this is a safe space. Oh yes, I said it. A safe space where we share a word if you're feeling the blues, chat about the news, because as always, the world never has a clue, and a gorgeous legend will grace us later because y'all know Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. My dear friend, the multi-talented supermodel themselves, Kai Azaya Jamal, will be stopping by the Sugar Service later, and I don't think anybody is ready for what's about to go down. But first, as always, let's collect ourselves, our hearts, and our minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, y'all, let's jump right into this good word on today. I hope there's still room on your plate because this is a word for your mind, body, soul, and spirit to eat all the way up. We live in an instantaneous world, y'all, an instantaneous world. Even the idea of finding love is as easy as a double tap screen followed by a landslide of miscellaneous DMs. But my brothers, sisters, and everybody in between, hear me clearly when I say this. Learn the difference between guarding your heart and restricting it. None of us are meant to be alone on this earth. Love cries out from all around us, y'all, all around us. But you must remember this. Learn the difference between guarding your heart and restricting it. Some of us are so protective over the wrong thing. Some of us wouldn't even know if love was actually standing right in front of us. This is why it is very important to learn the difference between guarding your heart and restricting it. There is no way you can be successful in a relationship without losing a little bit of yourself. Stop looking for the exit sign to develop an exit strategy. Ending something is not greater than building something. You may lose a certain independence, but you gain the power of unity. A lot of us may not want to hear this, but let your heart grow. Let your vulnerability shine bright. Let go and let love. Let go and let love. Let go and let love. Ashe? Okay. Whew, and that's on that. So without further ado, it's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all, let's get into this, huh? Justin Bieber has become the first artist to hit 1 billion streams, y'all. 1 billion streams. You could have just been listening to Mary J. Blige if you asked me, even though, listen, I'm a huge JB fan, so I'm also proud. Whew, okay. I need to take my time on this one, y'all, but A&E Network has announced a 12-episode Bobby Brown documentary that is in the works, y'all. A 12-episode Bobby Brown, yes, Bobby Brown documentary is in the works. Are you ready? Is the world even ready? Because I'm definitely not. All right, y'all, last thing before I go, I am so excited because on February 7th, yes, that's right, February 7th, I will be dropping my first meditation album called This Is Possible. I partnered up with Indel, which is a beautiful app known for calming the girls down. And finally, Sugar gets to calm the girls down too, like he been doing. So make sure you're ready February 7th because I will be explaining more about this on my Instagram. So follow me.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, everybody, this is the part of the show where we discuss what a real superhero is, y'all. The local hero, the movers and shakers of the community, because to us, they are our superheroes, you heard? Today's local hero is no other than the artists themselves. Underground Grills. Now, let me tell you something about Underground Grills, who's black and POC owned. Yeah, Gospel's crying about it too because we're both so emotional about it. Underground Grills is one of the best grill places you could ever go. If you're trying to go get an 8-cap, top, bottom, one tooth, if you're trying to get Jesus on your tooth, if you're trying to get your grandmother's pussy framed on your front tooth, Underground Grills can do that, you know? And that is what I call a local hero. Keep going, y'all. Whew. Oh my God, y'all. I am so excited. You would not believe who is sitting in front of me right now. Like, I'm sweating and I have 13 more days before Valentine's Day, but you will not believe who's in front of me right now. The supermodel themselves, also a spoken word artist, also an activist, also internationally hot, globally fun, and goes to Miami randomly when none of us are there. Please give it up for Kai Isaiah Jamal.
Hey, how are you, my love?
What up? Do you like how I did Isaiah? Because I just found out that Isaiah is how the UK people say Isaiah.
But the UK is, we say a lot of things wrong.
Wow. Well, for anyone who's been saying Ian Isaiah for all these years, I appreciate you. I'm sorry if I like talk shit about you for pronouncing my name wrong, but now I fucking get it.
You get it.
What up, Kai?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Every day I am learning.
Yeah.
To be well, actually.
Yeah, it's a process.
It is a process. But welcome to the Sugar Service.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you are here. There's so much that I need to ask you, and I need to ask you in public for the world to hear.
That's the best way.
But also, this show is really just for me to let my friends talk and really shine, because my friends are all shining on their own, but those are transcribed things that you can always find on your own. But this show is to allow my friends who are geniuses of the next generation to speak and direct with their own mouth what they think things are and what they think things are to come, especially for themselves, in their industry, in their medium, just in general. This show is just for the homies to talk, because fans don't really get to hear you talk. You have a lot of fans, by the way. They don't get to hear you talk as much.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, they gotta wait for you to post something really bomb, which is bomb. That's cool. This is the business for you. But they also don't get to get in the inner. Imagine, I wish all my favorite poets are dead, but if I had the opportunity to like hear my favorite poets, you know,
now
sonically,
yes,
it would be a prized possession. So that's exactly why you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. So, who is Kai?
Oh God,
you gotta tell him, because I don't know.
Okay, I mean, I guess this is what I've been thinking about mostly in the current period, like, mm-hmm. Who am I? But ultimately, I mean, if you want to look at it from a stance of like, what do I do? I would say that I'm a spoken word poet, mm-hmm. I'm a writer, I am a critical thinker and I'm a trans visibility activist, which I'm still, I don't know, I'm shifting with that constantly because I'm like, what is visibility?
Right.
What it, like, really, what is visibility?
Yeah.
What do I want to be visible for?
Yeah.
But then I guess below that, I don't know, I always think like, what would my friends say about me? And I'm like, they probably just say I was a chaotic mess, which is great.
I mean, how else are diamonds made? Let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
They're made through chaotic mess.
Yeah, exactly. The pressure.
Yeah, for sure. But Kai has experienced a lot. You know, even if you're still finding out who you are, we're all finding out who we are every day. You know, I still don't know exactly 100% who I am. But you have developed a career out of it, and you've also developed a story of your life for the world to see.
Yeah.
How did you see that happening from the beginning? Like, did you see yourself where you are now from the beginning?
No.
Also, where is the beginning, and what is the beginning?
The beginning is, I can't even remember the first time I started writing poetry.
Wow.
Or like writing in general. I think like I've always been someone who had a difficulty with like living inside other people's language, and other people's binaries. Mm-hmm. And one day I was like, okay, what happens if I use metaphors to non-explicitly talk about myself? So I'm not really giving anything away, but I'm also giving everything away at the same time.
I feel you.
And I guess that's where it started. It was kind of just this space of being, especially in terms of like gender, I was like, I don't know how to say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to find analogies and metaphors and similes that can say that for me.
Isn't it crazy when you don't know what to say, but still somehow words spoke for you?
Yeah, always. Like,
it's crazy.
That's the word. That's why I have such a like importance of language. Outside of like the conventional sense.
Yeah.
And then I was doing these like tiny. I mean, I could get like 10 people in a room. 8 of them were my friends, and 2 of them were like randomers who dropped by.
Wow.
And we just started this night, and it was kind of just where I would soundboard everything.
Wow.
And that was really, do you know what? That was a really beautiful time because.
How old were you?
I was like 18.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
Just turned 18.
Okay.
So I had just stepped into like what they call adulthood.
Feisty.
Yeah. And
okay.
I was like, I don't know, there was like a strange moment where. Like, I always think about this now. There was no audience at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really beautiful time to write.
Mm-hmm.
Because there wasn't a need to be validated by anyone.
For
there
sure.
wasn't a need to make sense to anyone.
Sorry, my dog is losing his mind right now. It's so many beautiful people in the building. Sorry, he
Come
does
on,
that
gospel.
A lot. I know, chill out, gospel.
Yeah, and there is something really beautiful about writing for yourself solely as like a cathartic, therapeutic response to yourself. And then,
can I just stop you real quick? You sound just like me. I am on a war against validation.
I
am against.
Thank you.
Validation.
Because also, what is validation?
What is valid? Who
created
How?
That?
And like, I don't get it.
No, and also there was a huge part of my life where validation just didn't matter at all. Like,
at all.
At all.
It kind of still doesn't.
It doesn't until I realized that like suddenly like I'm on Instagram and I'm stressing out because I don't have like, I don't know, a certain amount of likes or I don't have the certain audience and suddenly someone isn't interacting and I'm like, oh, have we fallen out?
I
think validation also removes the idea of communication so much.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like about it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like seeking approval from people who know nothing about you or truly about you.
Yeah. And do you feel deep down, even though you don't want that approval, somehow you still want to hear their opinions, or do you feel like I actually don't need your approval, period? I don't need your opinion as well.
It changes. Like, there were periods of my life where like it really didn't matter for me. It was just like, I don't care if you're down with me, if you're not down with me, if you get my right, and if you don't get it, it's not for you.
Wow.
And then suddenly I was put very much in like the center stage, and I think a really difficult thing was suddenly people had an expectation for me to articulate things that they couldn't.
Mm.
And that was suddenly like, oh, okay, so I am getting validation from my work here, but also there's a platform and a responsibility that that holds. And now it's like a really, really strange place to be in. And even like, I don't know, like last time we were in Miami, it was like everyone was, I don't know, people would message me and be like, I was waiting for your peace. I was waiting for your thoughts.
I was blown away. We're talking about a show that we both did together this past Miami as a tribute to Virgil, which we'll get into later. But that show was, wow.
That was something.
That was my first time actually hearing you do spoken word out loud live. I was blown away.
Thank you so
also,
much.
Also, it was a little bit too emotional, like on the beach.
Yeah. Oh my God. The beach, the keys.
The wind, the keys. Wind. Like, it was a lot happening.
The chattering
actually.
In the background.
Yeah. But that was a beautiful thing to hear. And it Thank was really you. Good to see you in that element because,
yeah,
you know what? 90% of people around the world just know you as a supermodel. They're, like, they don't know.
Yeah. And
you
that's
know, they
it.
Just know you as a supermodel.
And it's just kind of like a face. And you there's know? So much outside of being a face. And this is why, like, I stress the idea about visibility activists because, mm-hmm. like, sometimes I do want to just be a face and mm-hmm. I want to be silent and I just want to disrupt a space by being in it. And then other times I'm like, no, I need to, like, bring context to this. I need to bring words to this.
Always.
But
you know what I have to bring? A commercial.
Bring it.
So let's take a break and we're going to do a commercial and we'll be right back. I got to pay a bill.
Fade it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Okay, yeah. I mean, but you are really, really on one. Like, you're on one. Like, let's talk about fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on in fashion for you? Besides being a supermodel.
What is going on? I don't know. Fashion is a weird space for me sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to realign myself with it and find comfortability in it. There's a strange thing of being a subject. I think being a subject is like really difficult. But there's also like such a brilliance in what my placement in the fashion industry is.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes I'll get like a DM from a kid and they'll be like, I saw your photo for Calvin Klein.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's how I came out to my parents. And I'm wow. like, okay, this is why I'm doing it.
Thank you. Okay.
And that's a really, really beautiful moment. But
beautiful.
It is really difficult. Right now I'm finding it quite difficult to harness myself because the fashion industry has changed so much. Mm-hmm. Like it's so much less of a physical space and so much more of a social space.
I agree. I've been depressed about fashion for the past 6 years.
Yeah, like where is it going? Like,
I have no clue where it's going.
This is the thing, and I feel like I don't know, there was once a point. We were talking about this in, where were we? We were in, where would you go? Bista? Oh, Paris. Oh, we were in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this moment where I was thinking.
What season? This season?
We were there literally like 5 days before we got here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for the last show. Mm-hmm. And there was just this moment where I was like, I don't know, there was a point in my life, in so many people's lives, where you just wanted to be different. Like, you did everything outside of the box to be known for something different. And now, like, access and the silhouette of success in terms of like fashion influencer culture is so different and so accessible mm-hmm. that sometimes it does feel like I'm not fitting in this mold. And where that was once like a really beautiful space, mm-hmm. suddenly I feel the pressure to be like, oh, maybe I can't be this radical. Or maybe I need, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm going to get booked more if my hair's long, even if I don't want my hair to be long, or even mm-hmm. if I don't want to be like hyper femme, or I don't want to be fluid in that moment. There's this like expectation of like what it is to be this non-binary,
yeah.
gender fluid, trans.
Yeah. More than a subject, space. Like you're not a subject.
Yeah.
Like you're way more than a subject, basically.
And that's hard. That's like a really weird space to navigate.
Wow. Wow, but you've been navigating, and you're doing well with this excursion, honestly.
Okay,
two more questions, and we're out the door. What is your advice, even though you just said it, that's an example of the advice, but what advice do you have for young trans models, as mm-hmm. well as young trans people in general, that want to work specifically as a model or create a director in fashion?
I think the main thing for me, the thing that I wish people maybe, I wish I had someone who said this to me, was just that, like, your transness is never something to be palatable or digestible by somebody else. Mm. Like, there's no framework of what it's meant to be.
Absolutely. And
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you also fall into this space where the unapologetic elements of you are the elements that people get the most out of. So, like, trying to file off the edges and mm-hmm. trying to shrink yourself into what you think people want to see is never, ever going to fulfill you. And ultimately, wow. like, a career has to fulfill you. Because otherwise, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be like, ooh, I've made it to the other side. And actually, this is not where I want it to be. Wow.
And there's a whole nother side waiting for you that you haven't even explored yet.
Yeah.
And we can't wait for that.
It's coming at some point.
Fire. Okay, one more question. I do this thing with my friends where we discuss the carry of the week.
Uh-huh.
Now, the carry of the week can be anything. It could be something personal. It could be something that you've seen online. It can be a text message that you thought was carrying, or just anything in general that you think is carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me right now, because it can be the carry of the week.
Okay.
We do know what carrying means, right?
We know what carrying means.
I'm just making
means.
Sure, because, you know, I know carrying is an international... I know carrying is very international, but, you know, sometimes people actually don't know what carrying means.
It's true. And also, I mean, queer language is changing very
this
quickly.
This is true. Yeah, so what's the carry?
Bell hooks.
Wow, okay. Oh, my God.
That's the carry of the week. This is where I've
been Bell.
For the last 24 hours. All about love.
Damn, Bell.
And just reminding myself that justice is nothing without love, and life is nothing without love, and lovelessness is not a state in which we can survive in, and the only way that we can survive is with love.
You know what? Let me make sure I get my snaps in this microphone. Thank you so much for coming, Kai.
No,
like,
thank you
really just spoke to the people. Like, I appreciate that. You're welcome here anytime.
I'm coming
any
back.
Place, any hour.
Love you.
Love you more. As we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful sugar service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due, because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way, or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes, in this service, we are here to pay our respects to living legends, y'all. Every week here on the sugar service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and on this earth to receive and collect every last flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring the most iconic queen herself, the Beijing government official, the pop star, the business mogul, the example, and the grace that is Miss Rihanna, for everything that she has done and for forever being an inspiration to us all in every project, every endeavor, and now soon to be a mom to be.
Congratulations to you and Rocky. Rihanna continues to be a familiar flower that blossoms everywhere she goes, y'all. Her influence on the culture will forever be a blueprint for many, including me. And for this Queen Ri, who's also my boss, shout out to Fenty, these flowers are for you, boo. Carry the fuck on, queen. All right, y'all. I'm sad, but here we are at the end of another beautiful and glorious, divine, good time here at the Sugar Service. Thank you to my guests, Kai, for stopping by. I love you. And to you, my beautiful, lovely listeners out there, peace and love. Until next week, be determined and never defeated. Yeah. Love you. Bye. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalbeck and Yasi Saleh. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Alouin. And help from Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Williams. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tapp. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.